Idaho Bandits back-to-back ALWS champs. Idaho Falls Post 56 entered the 2021 American Legion World Series, ALWS, as the event's reigning champs from 2019. Losing a year to the pandemic meant head coach Ryan Alexander entered 2021 with only one player back from that title team and a lot of unknowns. Alexander's 2021 team, though, made ALWS history after winning its second straight title with a 6-1 win over Team Central Hawaii on August 18th at Veterans Field in Shelby, North Carolina. "I am just so happy for these kids," said Alexander, whose team finished the season with a 46-10 overall record. "For me as a coach, there's shock because you never know if you're ever going to get back here." The 14th team to appear in back-to-back ALWS title games, Idaho Falls became only the 6th back-to-back ALWS champion, joining Oakland, California, 1949 and 1950, Cincinnati, 1957 and 1958, West Covina, California, 1970 and 1971, Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico, 1973 and 1974, and Brooklawn, New Jersey, 2013 and 2014. Post 56, nicknamed the Bandits, broke open a scoreless battle with a 6-run top of the 5th inning. Elliot Jones drove in the first run with an RBI single. Other runs scored on a throwing error. Ace Webb's RBI single, a fielding error, R.J. Wood's RBI double, and Bradley Thompson's RBI single. Starter and winner Merritt Jones did the rest with a 5-hitter over 6 1/3 innings before he was relieved due to pitch count rules in the bottom of the 7th inning. Elliot Jones, 2 hits, 1 RBI. Webb, 2 hits, 1 RBI. Woods, 2 hits, 1 RBI. And Nate Rose, 2 hits, led Post 56's 13-hit offense. "I'm speechless right now," said Kai Howell, the lone Post 56 returnee from 2019. "It just feels great, especially for these guys doing it for the first time." Team Central Hawaii's run came in the 6th inning on Micah Zeller's 2-out RBI single. The team finished the season at 34-2 overall. Richard Walker. Watch video highlights of the 2021 American Legion World Series. Legion.org/baseball/videos. Captions. 1. Players from Idaho Falls Post 56 celebrate on the field after defeating Team Central Hawaii 6-1 in the 2021 American Legion World Series Championship. 2. Team Central Hawaii shortstop Hunter Hirayama makes a tag on Idaho Post 56 outfielder Chandler Robinson. End of captions. American Legion Baseball Postseason Awards. American Legion Baseball Big Stick Award. Jackson McCoy, Tupelo, Mississippi, Post 49, 22 total bases. American Legion Baseball Slugger Award. Kobe Sen, Fargo, North Dakota, Post 400, 542 batting average. Dr. Irvin L. Click Cowger, RBI Memorial Award. Stone Collier and Easton Hood, Tupelo, Mississippi, Post 49, 13 RBIs each. Bob Feller Pitching Award. Aaron Saveri, Dubuque County, Iowa, Post 137, 25 strikeouts. James Daniels Sportsmanship Award, Stone Collier. George W. Rulon, American Legion Player of the Year. Nate Rose, Idaho Falls, Post 56. American Heroes All, Navy Admiral James Stavridis, former NATO Supreme Allied Commander, in a tweet praising the Air Force C-17 crew that safely evacuated 823 Afghan adults and children from Kabul on August 15th. Desperate to flee the Taliban, panicked Afghans who had been cleared to evacuate on later flights pulled themselves onto the plane's half-open ramp, and the crew made the decision to go, a DOD official said. The flight set a record for the number of people flown in a C-17 Globemaster III, which typically flies with a maximum of 300 when outfitted for large passenger loads. This speaks to the humanity of our troops in this mission, Army Major General Hank Taylor, Joint Staff Deputy Director for Regional Operations, told reporters. The C-17 crew is from the 6th Airlift Squadron at Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst, New Jersey, and deployed to the 816th Expeditionary Airlift Squadron. Space bases. Peterson Air Force Base, Schriever Air Force Base, and Cheyenne Mountain Air Force Station have been officially redesignated Space Force installations. As Colorado Springs CBS affiliate reports, these installations, all located in Colorado, are now called Peterson Space Force Base, Schriever Space Force Base, and Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station. These renamed bases are home to the largest concentration of Space Force personnel. Other Air Force bases that have been renamed include Patrick Space Force Base in Florida, Vandenberg Space Force Base in California, and Buckley Space Force Base in Colorado. A push for Fort Moore. As DOD officials wade deeper into the difficult task of replacing Confederate names on military installations, efforts to rename Fort Benning after Lieutenant General Harold Hal Moore and his wife Julie are gaining traction, Sandbox News reports. In keeping with a directive included in legislation passed into law in 2020, a commission has been charged with the base renaming effort. An Army general who served in Korea and Vietnam, Moore gained legendary status for his leadership in the first major battle between American and North Vietnamese troops in La Drang. Moore's exploits were chronicled in the book and film We Were Soldiers Once and Young. His wife played a vital role in changing the way the U.S. military went about delivering casualty notifications, according to Sandbox. The Job Front by Wendy S. Enelow. How to create a branded resume. The most important tactical element of your resume is to communicate who you are and what you can do for an organization. To accomplish that, you must have a clear understanding of your current job targets and the core qualifications for those positions. Then you can identify what in your background is most relevant and how best to showcase it. In other words, you're defining the brand that is you. Ask yourself, what are my core attributes that make me uniquely positioned for these jobs? If you can answer that question, you're well on your way to writing a branded resume that will distinguish you from other candidates. Begin your resume with a headline below your name and contact info. For example, Logistics and Supply Chain Manager, with a short paragraph or a few bulleted items showcasing your most relevant skills. With just a glance, people immediately know who you are. And that's great if you're looking for a job in logistics. But what if you want to transition into human resources, where you have experience in hiring, training, and performance management? Then your headline might read, Human Resources Manager, with a short paragraph or a few bulleted items highlighting your HR qualifications. You're changing the immediate picture of who you are, and the reader has a very different perception. Be certain you're 100% truthful in what you write. If you ever have to defend something, you will lose out on the job. Also, include other distinguishing information, but only the bare bones. Save the details for later in the resume. Here are examples that help reinforce your brand. Professional credentials. Brief overview, e.g., MBA, BSME, Six Sigma Black Belt, all on one line. Technical qualifications, subsection titled Technology Portfolio, with list of specific skills, e.g., CAD, ERP, PLM, Microsoft Office, at end of summary. Patents. Prominent, yet brief, mention of patents with full details later in resume. Public speaking or publishing. Experienced public speaker or published author at the end of your summary paragraph or bullets. Review your current resume, clarify your job targets, and get to work on creating a branded resume to give yourself an instantly competitive advantage. Wendy Enelow is a master resume writer and the author of Expert Resume and LinkedIn Profiles for Managers and Executives, and other titles. Wendy at WendyEnelow.com. I wore out one pair of walking running shoes, but that's okay. It was for a good cause. Chris Moen, retired Army Master Sergeant and 2nd Vice Commander of American Legion Post 15 in Kent, Washington, who participated in last year's inaugural 100 Miles of Hope Challenge, and again this year, walking a total of 283 miles with his Australian cattle dog, Chip. Go to legiontown.org to share your 100 miles story and photos with your medal. My GI Bill, Veterans and Education by Valerie Hefner. State education benefits available for veterans. Question. In 2010, I was ordered to active duty with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Wisconsin has its own GI Bill. From what I've heard, these education benefits may be transferred to my dependents, but I don't know where to start. Answer: The Wisconsin GI Bill is a state education program that is entirely separate from the federal GI Bill program. It provides tuition remission for qualifying Wisconsin veterans at state public post-secondary educational institutions for up to 8 semesters or 128 credits. Dependents may qualify if their veteran has been awarded a service-connected disability of at least 30% by VA or died in the line of duty. To apply for the Wisconsin GI Bill, go to mywisvets.com. Veterans must provide a copy of their DD-214 when they submit their application. Other states offer educational assistance for student veterans. Learn more at legion.org/education/state benefits. Valerie Hefner is a Marine Corps veteran and member of American Legion Post 27 in Apache Junction, Arizona. Ask Valerie at legion.org. Boys Nation returns to nation's capital. The 75th session of American Legion Boys Nation, as with so much else, had to be postponed a year. But in July, 100 young men from across the country gathered for the milestone event. The makeup of the group of 2021 senators was a bit unusual, with 30 representing states other than their own, as pandemic restrictions forced 15 boys state programs to cancel or delay the 2021 sessions. One of those substitute senators was Cameron Cummings of Alabama, representing Michigan, who was elected Boys Nation Vice President. California's Ryan Young was elected President. For me, it's just as important to represent myself as a member of the Asian American Pacific Islander community as it is an opportunity to learn and challenge myself, Young said of his decision to run. I thought that I wouldn't be able to go to sleep at night at the end of the week if I just didn't go for high office, and I didn't really put in 110% effort. The boys' visit to Capitol Hill to meet with their U.S. senators and staff was virtual. I think overall it was really close to the same experience, said McConnell Bristol of Colorado. We were able to talk to Senator John Hickenlooper really naturally and ask all our questions. The primary purpose of the Boys Nation program is to educate participants on the rights, privileges, and responsibilities of franchised U.S. citizens, as well as the American form of government. But senators also had an opportunity to honor the sacrifice of U.S. service members past and present, participating in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery and a memorial service at Marymount University. They also toured memorials on the National Mall and visited with American Legion family members at Post 136 in Greenbelt, Maryland. Most of my family are veterans, and I'm incredibly blessed and lucky to have all of them survive, said Michael Scoville, a Massachusetts Boys Stater representing Illinois. They tell stories of people who didn't. It brought me to tears putting that wreath down and being able to show my respect for those who lost their lives. It was definitely a formative moment in my life. Andy Prophet. See highlights from the 2021 Boys Nation session, legion.org/boysnation. Commemorations for the tomb. The Society of the Honor Guard, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, is leading national efforts to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Sacred Crypts at Arlington National Cemetery. The Society plans events in multiple locations in the United States and France to honor the anniversary. See the full list of commemorative events at tombguard.org. This has been a long time coming. I feel sheer relief. First Lieutenant Amber English, a logistics officer and member of the Army Marksmanship Unit, after winning a gold medal in women's skeet shooting at the Tokyo Olympics on July 26th. English hit 56 of 60 targets, just three off the world record held by Wei Meng of China. 19. Military athletes representing America at the 2021 Olympics, 17 soldiers, one Marine, one Coast Guardsman. Among them, Staff Sergeant Naomi Graham, the first female active duty service member to compete with USA Boxing at the Olympics. Staff Sergeant Nicholas Moirer, the first American in Olympic history to qualify for both the 10-meter air pistol and 50-meter rifle events. Lieutenant Nicole Barnes, the first active duty Coast Guard officer to compete in the Olympics, sailing. Sergeant Amro El-Ghaziri, who set a record in the freestyle swim phase of the modern pentathlon. USAA Focus on Finances by J.J. Montanaro. The advantages of income annuities. I can't recall a time when thoughts of an annuity made me smile. So I was a bit skeptical when I attended a preview of a new USAA Annuity Smile video. However, it did a nice job identifying risks where an income annuity could turn your frown upside down. Remember, an income annuity allows you to turn a lump sum of money into a stream of income. Let's dig into the SMILE acronym. Spending risk. It can be hard to find the sweet spot for retirement spending. Spend too fast, and you could run out of money or need to make big lifestyle adjustments. On the other hand, some people miss out on a lot when they don't spend as much as they could for fear of outliving their assets. An income annuity can provide a lifelong stream of income that provides clear guardrails for spending. Market risk. The pandemic and resulting wild market swings have again proven that investment returns can be unpredictable. Negative returns, especially in the first few years of retirement, can increase the chances of running out of money. An income annuity is not subject to market fluctuations. Sometimes a smooth ride is a good ride. Interest rate risk. As interest rates go up, some fixed investment prices go down. This makes it difficult to maintain a consistent income. Also, prolonged low interest rates may leave an income investor with less income and even tempt retirees to take more risks to achieve higher returns. If the markets turn, that may put them in financial jeopardy. An income annuity provides a stream of income you can count on, regardless of which way interest rates move. Longevity risk. It would be easy to create a retirement income if you knew exactly when you would make your last withdrawal. That's not the case. Income sources like Social Security, military retirement, pensions, and income annuities are appealing because they can last as long as you do. Elder financial risk. This relates to managing your own finances as you age. It also captures the possibility that someone else could take advantage of you. Once established, an income annuity provides income with little maintenance and a lot of reliability. J.J. Montanaro is a certified financial planner with USAA, the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services. Legion.org/USAA. Stand-up comics in the service. Don Rickles, Navy, World War II. Nipsey Russell, Army, World War II. Carl Reiner, Army, World War II. Mel Brooks, Army, World War II. Veteran of the Battle of the Bulge and Invasion of Germany. Jonathan Winters, Marine Corps, World War II. Served aboard USS Bonhomie Richard and was part of the occupation force in Japan. Jerry Stiller, Army, World War II. Bob Newhart, Army, 1952 to 1954. George Carlin, Air Force, 1954 to 1956. Richard Pryor, Army, 1958 to 1960. Drew Carey, Marine Corps Reserve, 1980 to 1985. 54% Americans who support barring those not inoculated against COVID-19 from gyms. 56% Americans who support barring unvaccinated people from theaters. 56% Americans who support barring unvaccinated people from offices. 59% Americans who support barring unvaccinated students from public schools. 63% Americans who support barring unvaccinated travelers from airplanes.